Yelling at the Wind. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. As we were driving along the freeway last night, I could see brake lights flickering up ahead, so I checked the navigation map. No obvious blockage. But we soon saw why everybody was slowing down. It was a couple of people on a pedestrian overpass, one marching back and forth, waving the stars and stripes as if he'd just captured the overpass from the enemy, and the other standing behind a giant banner stretched along the fence, which said, "Stop COVID tyranny. Masks don't work." I had plenty of time to read it because it slowed us all down to 30 miles an hour. What I couldn't figure out was who it would be directed at. They do say this virus affects the mind. What if it has evolved so as to cause people to make giant banners that spread ideas which help it reproduce? Why else would anybody spend a rainy night holding a wet banner over the freeway? And yet, it is an accurate observation, isn't it? When you see hospitals in L.A. turning away ambulances and treating patients in the gift shop, it's clear masks don't work, in that people just aren't using them effectively. But then nothing's really working yet, is it? The vaccine isn't working yet. Attempts to reopen the economy haven't worked yet. And actually, based on the energy and enthusiasm of those wet demonstrators, you could conclude that if you don't like masks, there's no safer place to be than spending a rainy night holding a wet banner over the freeway. Maybe it made sense after all. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.